Dante, man, brings so much energy. So much energy to the field, experience to the field. Just makes you want to play that much harder.
He's a guy, you know, he's going to bust people. He's going to talk trash. He's going to get under people's skin. But it's all in good fun. It's all to make people better.
When you mention the name Whitner around the league, you know, that's what they think about aggression. Now, this guy here, man, he's going to hit somebody when you get out there.
And that's big, just having him out there being that voice and understanding the defense. And that can hold people accountable because at the end of the day, he's out there doing exactly what he needs to do.
You don't get to this point in the league, you know, if you can't do those things, and he can do all of those things. So he's going to be a big part of what we do this year.
As a former NFL defensive back and a former teammate of Dante Whitner, I can say with extreme confidence that this guy is going to take his game to the next level this season, and we are all excited to see it happen. Let's hear some more from Dante Whitner.
So you've had the core of the defense is back. You've added a couple of veterans, Randy Starks, Tremont Williams, expected to play big roles. How have they come in and assimilated? As you talk about guys who understand, they've both been to the Pro Bowl in the past, who understand what it takes to get the job done.
Well, those are just two guys that have been working in here every day, grinding since we've started, you know, from off-season workouts, OTAs, just giving that veteran leadership to the young guys that need it. Randy's always talking to those guys on the defensive line, from Shelton to Xavier, to anybody across that front line. You know, that's the type of guy he is. Played good run defense in Miami. Learned a lot from that organization. Learned how to win some football games. And we're just glad to have him. From Tremont, played in a lot of big football games. Even when I was in San Francisco, we played against those guys a lot. Very opportunistic, you know. Understands the game of football. Understands route combinations. Understands stem routes from wide receivers. And he has a knack for making a big play on the football. You know, even one year he had, 8-9 interceptions in the National Football League. And, you know, I think that's a goal of his this year. You know, so to add him to our secondary is a big plus. And to add them two to our defense is a huge addition for us. And hopefully this gets us over the hump.
There's a young guy in the back end of this defense that I thought had a fantastic preseason and reminds some people of a young version of you, very smart, very physical, Ibrahim Campbell. How has your relationship been with him, and have you kind of taken him under your wing?
Yeah, my relationship with him is a pupil and a student type of relationship. But he's right there with some of the guys I play with. Every safety I've always played with or had the opportunity to sit down and talk to and, you know, just practice with them and be able to coach them up a little bit. Has made the Pro Bowl from every team that I've been to, from Jerry Spurs, Deshaun Goldson, Eric Reed from Ball Hawk we have here, 39 Gimp. You know, so he could be in the line of another one of those guys that can make the Pro Bowl. Play consistently, learn how to take care of his body, learn how to break down film. You know, so he did have a pretty good offseason, some things that he can clean up. Never going to praise him too much, even when he does well. I'll let everybody else praise him and the fans and, you know, everybody else. But, you know, going to be there when he does something wrong to make sure he gets it corrected and understand that, you know, it's National Football League and we need consistency. So he had a pretty good offseason. Now it's time to build on that on Sundays. You know, he's going to be a good one.
What's the one thing that you guys have to do to get the win against the Jets on Sunday?
We have to stop the run. You know, we have to be tremendously physical. We have some hard running backs over there who are like clones of each other. There's three of them. And we have to make sure that we get those turnovers. If we can do that, we'll come back home with a win.
We all we got out here, baby. Hey, let's bring it up.